I'm Kyle Loebner, and this is our game preview for Oklahoma State and Connecticut on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout. The Big 12 and Big East meet in several of the day's best matchups on Thursday, starting with the first game of the night as Oklahoma State travels to Storrs to visit UConn at 6:30 Eastern on FS1. The Cowboys head north in search of what would easily be their best win of the season. They're 5-2 with a win over DePaul in the third-place game of the Baja Mar Hoops tournament, but have also lost to Southern Illinois and Central Florida. They've won their last two games by an average of 25 points over Prairie View A&M and Tulsa, but the Huskies are a big step up in competition. Oklahoma State hasn't shot the ball spectacularly well this season, but they've been good at getting second opportunities, with junior 7-footer Musa Cisse and senior wing Caleb Boone both ranking among the nation's best offensive rebounders. There's no single big scorer to stop here. The Cowboys spread the ball around and have 7 regulars averaging 6 points or more per game. Oklahoma State has a highly regarded defense, but they'll have a tough task of slowing down a UConn team that's had an outstanding first month of the season. They're 8-0 and coming off a championship weekend in Portland after wins over Oregon, Alabama, and Iowa State in the PK Invitational. Those were the best three opponents they faced all year, but they beat them by an average of 15 points per game. The Huskies spread playing time around, but it's possible that freshman big man Donovan Klingon could be in line for a bigger role. He didn't start a single game in Portland, but was still named the PK Invitational Tournament MVP after scoring 15 points and pulling down 10 rebounds in the final. He'll be joined inside by junior and preseason Big East Player of the Year Adama Sanogo, who's averaging 18-7 across UConn's first 8 games. Oklahoma State's a worthy opponent, but UConn is on a roll right now and has been dominating teams that we would have previously thought were on their level. You can't make the Final Four in December, but at present, the Huskies would be the favorite to win any game for a long time. That's our on-the-court preview of Oklahoma State and Connecticut. Up next, we'll have a look at the lines and trends on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout.
Hello, I'm Ryan Stevens, and welcome to the pick portion of the Pick and Rollout for tonight's game between the Oklahoma State Cowboys and the number 8 UConn Huskies. Huskies are a 9.5-point favorite in this one. They come in 8-0 so far this season, 7-0-1 against the spread. Their last three victories coming over Iowa State, Alabama, and Oregon. So you heard the 7-0-1 against the spread. They're also 5-0-1 against the spread in their last 6 home games after an against the spread win. They're 6-0-1 in their last 7 games following a straight up win, and 5-0-1 against the number in their last 6 home games. They've also been red hot on Thursdays, going 10-3 against the spread in their last 13 Thursday games. Cowboys come into this one 5-2 overall this year, 3-4 against the spread. Winners of 3 straight, their last game out, a 25-point victory over Prairie View. That score is of note as the Cowboys are 4-10 against the spread in their last 14 games following a straight-up win of more than 20 points. They're also 1-3-2 against the number in their last 6 road games versus a team with a winning home record, and 2-7-1 against the spread in their last 10 games following an against the spread win. So you add all that up, UConn red hot on the trends and on the court. Give me the Huskies minus the 9.5 at home. Over-under in this one set at 139 at the moment. The Huskies are over in 9 of their last 11 home games when they're facing a team that's got a winning road record. They're over in 4 of their last 5, 4 of their last 5 following a straight-up win, and 10 of their last 14 following an against-the-spread win. Cowboys, on the other hand, under in 12 of their last 13 following a straight-up win, under in 7 of their last 8 when facing a team with a record over 600, and under in 8 of their last 11 overall. This one's going to be real close to that 139 number. If it stays in there, I think you go with the under. I think UConn's defense slows down the Cowboys just enough to keep this under the number. However, if that number comes down at all, even if it goes to 138, 137.5, I'd be inclined to take the over. So take the under at 138.5, but if it gets any lower than that, I think you go with the over. Thank you for joining us here on the Pick and Rollout. You can find more game previews as well as breakdowns of the NFL, NBA, and top college matchups on the Sports Betting Stack. Search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Ryan Stevens, and this has been the Pick and Rollout for Oklahoma State and UConn.